नमस्कार। सो फार इन आवर फोर लेक्चर डेमोंस्ट्रेशंस वी हैव डिस्कस्ड स्वर अलंकार लय राग ताल एंड बंदिश। बंदिश प्रोवाइड्स अ ब्रॉड फ्रेमवर्क फॉर द प्रेजेंटेशन ऑफ अ राग। Yet it is necessary to see a few more points about raag presentation. Today we shall walk through a complete presentation of raag vihar. It is similar to the raag you heard on 18th March, that was Mani vihar. Last week you have heard vilambit bandish also, kaise sukasove. And a madhvana bandish le ja in raag bihar. Bihar uses both madhvams. Other swaras are in their natural position. Re and dha are omitted in aroha. The avroha uses all swaras. So what is the jati of this raag? Yes, oda sampur. A raag presentation begins with mukta alap, which are not accompanied by tabla. After that, one or more bandishes are sung in progressively faster manner. In this progression, it is the slow, that is vilambit bandish, which is mainly used for developing the image of the raag with the help of alap. The subsequent bandishes offer scope for fast and rhythmically interesting passages in the already established raag. Their role is one of taking the performance to its climax.
Let us begin by considering unaccompanied, that is mukta alap, sung before the vilambit bandish starts. Some artists see these alaps as a vehicle to create the atmosphere of the raag. Others sing the pakad of the raag, which we have discussed before. And perhaps a few other common phrases to help identify the raag. Some khyal singers prefer the nomtom style of alap, also practiced by Drupad singers, and very similar to the alaps taken by instrumentalists. In this form, syllables such as re, da, na, tom are used along with vowels. Nomtom alaps are rhythmically more regular. Veena is now going to sing two compositions in Raag Puriya Dhanashree. She will now demonstrate nomtom alaps, keeping in mind the first composition she is going to sing. We will come back to this topic later in the discussion. The raag for this beginning alap is Puriya Dhanashree. This raag uses komal rishabh and daivat and tibra madhyam. Here is some nomtom in Puriya Dhanashree.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Kamsam style, followed by the first of the two Vilambit Bandishes you are going to hear in Rajivyanamoshi. This one was traditional, and its sung, if you notice, is on the knee of the Madhya Saptak. The second one is Veena's own composition. Ajahuna Aaye, the sum is also on the Swar Nishad, but in the Mandra Saptak. Veena holds that the role of Mukta Alap is to introduce not only the rag, but also the mukhda and lay of the bandish. And this second bandish, as I already told you, has a much lower sum. It's also in slower tempo. So you will see how the mukta alap changed because of this consideration.
Thank you.
where Mukta Alap have done a basic introduction of the rag, and the bandish has been sung, beloved bandish has been sung, and now the development of the raga starts. But at this point, we are going to switch the rag. So I will request Evanandji to start people off right away on rag bihag while I talk. We are switching, as I told you, to rag bihag in order to quickly bring you to the same point as we were in Puriya Dynasty. We are going to do a very quick Mukta Alap and Vilambit Pandish, and then we will start discussing how the Vilambit Pandish is elaborated upon.
Thank you. Thank you.
warm and dry of the alak scratch those of the mukta, the more seamless and perfect the avatar will be. Another thing is not to crowd the avatar with too many ideas, too much material. We want the listener to enjoy the slow unfolding of the beauties of the raga and bhakti. First hear one or two avatars as they should be, and then a crowded avatar that is too crowded.
Bye.
always in the other sarahs in the implicit or explicit context of the shastra. Therefore, a sense of fulfillment is invariably felt upon reaching the tarsha. Creating such a sense of fulfillment is called shabda bharna. You will recall that the development of the sthayi started with establishing the vajrasa. Now we have reached the tarsha. The arrival of the tarsha is a climactic point of interesting then for the entire alap movement. The sum of the antara is customarily on tarsha. If the antara is introduced at this point where the tarsha has reached, it further enhances the beauty. Because the tarsha, the most important zone, is reached at sub, the most important people.
Ah,
slow phrases, we call that form bola. In this form of improvisation, the words are to be treated as meaningful entities. Neither individual words nor word order should be so disturbed as to change the meaning of the song. An ideal avartan is to sing the whole text of this type in bolala. The tempo of bolala must match the tempo of the taal.
Ah,
if it uses the words of the text, it is called a whole tag. The other good tags are kata. Only tags can be present, raised and referred to other tags. The best tags is the architecture of duty and rapid movement quality. Tags are classified into sapar, alankari, damak, chul, etc. on the basis of tempo and melodic shape. Whatever the classification, a tag sounds best if it is clear in Sangeet Akar.
Oh,
Most often two bandishas are sung in the night. One belonging to the other group. They are also commonly called Bada and Chota Khel, big and small khel. Usually Chota Khel uses Tindal, Ittal, sometimes Ada Chotal.
I often sing three compositions in successively faster tempo. In this manner, abrupt and aesthetically unsatisfactory jump of tempo from vilambit to drut is avoided. Instead, a bandish in medium tempo makes for smoother transition and more pleasing overall effect. Earlier, while discussing vilambit, we pointed out that each bandish has its own inherent limit in which it sounds best. This principle extends to madhyalaya and drut bandish also. Like vilambit, the madhyalaya presentation also begins with alap. There is one important difference, however. In vilambit, alaps were used to introduce the rag. Therefore, they progress slowly from one swar to the next. There is no need to repeat that in madhyalaya. At this stage, the singer has full freedom of movement in all three octaves.
The challenge is different. The avartan is short. The singer's skill lies in fitting a complete swar phrase into the space of one or two avartan. Here, Leja Rachar, which you have heard before, by Pandit C.R. Vyas, Adhatar. The second lines of Sthayi and Antaram in this bandish are also repeated. Of particular interest is the second line of Sthayi. While the sum of the first line of Sthayi is on Nishar, the sum of the second line is on Gandhar. This makes the second line more suitable for the early part of the
root. Thank you.
improvisation that we had seen in Mulambi. Bolala, Boltar, Tar, Sargam. But they have a different beauty in Madhyala. Adrut Nandish coming after Madhyala is the ideal place for singing a full variety of tans. It also serves as a climax for the whole rag presentation. Sometimes by way of contrast, the artist may also take a slow alap or rest on a swar, particularly Tar Shadja. Sometimes a Tarana may be chosen for the Drut part of the rag presentation. You recall that a Tarana is a composition in Khyal style in which bowls of sitar, tabla, etc. are used as text. Madhyalaya or Drut Bandish is a compact and easy to perceive as a whole. During improvisation, the whole avartan of the bandish is periodically repeated.
The first lecture demonstration on March 18 was an overview of Khyal presentation. After that, on March 25th, you heard in detail about Swar, Alankar and Bhav. That day we also saw some examples, number of different ragas. On April 1st, we started with a formal definition of rag and more examples of ragas, and then turned to Ulla and Ta. Last Wednesday, that was on 8th, we explored the duties of the Khyal Bandish. In today's talk, we have seen how all these elements are combined into a rag presentation. After these lecture demonstrations, if you can enjoy Khyal singing better, then our purpose will be served.
There is a lot of recorded Hindustani classical music, very good Hindustani classical music available today. Please make it a practice to listen to many different artists, many instruments. In Sanskrit, there is a Subhashit that goes Sahitya Sangeeta Kala Vihina. Sakshat Pashu, Uccha Vishana Hina. That is a person who is blind to literature, music or art, is just a beast without horns or tail, no more. But we are not like that. To conclude today's presentation and to bring the Bihag that we have been hearing so long to a natural conclusion. Here a Tarana in Drut Adachavkar, composed by Pandit Balwant Rai Bhatt, Padma Shri Pandit Balwant Rai Bhatt. With this Tarana, our running example and today's lecture demonstration are both concluded.